Blog Talk Radio.
Let's everything is going to be all right. We're talking about the end of cuffing season tonight. The end of cuffing season. What happens after cuffing season is over? What happens after cuffing season is over? First of all, do you believe, are you under the impression that a thing called cuffing season exists in the first place? Cuffing season is supposed to be the colder month of the year, somewhere between, like, I would say somewhere around the end of Halloween. So I'm talking about the beginning of November up until just before the summertime. So in the springtime, whether it's the middle of the spring or the end of spring, but when it starts to get warm, the idea is that when it starts to get warm, people start to become more interested in new people, new loves, new relationships. It's that spring fever. People are getting a little bit more frisky. You know, is it true? I don't know. You know, I think that if it was really true, then maybe a lot more babies would be born in, let's see, what's 9 months away from May. So if it's May is the fifth month. So everybody would be like an Aquarius? I don't know. We have this thing called spring fever, and then you have cuffing season, which is the colder month. Now, which one brings people together, and for what reasons than the other? I don't know. If you believe that there's a such thing as cuffing season, if you believe if there's a such thing as spring fever, then you will definitely subscribe to these things, or you may accept them as being urban legends, myths, things that we say are there but aren't really there. Is there such thing as cuffing season? Really, is there such thing? Do you know of situations where people come in from the heat of the summertime and decide, okay, I need to lay up under, be up under, go up under into the house of someone for the winter months? Is that a real thing? I don't, like, could it happen every year, or does it happen separately every year for different people? So is it like once you cuff 1 year, do you remain cuffed, or do you uncuff in the springtime? Well, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to ask the questions. We're going to get the answers. We're going to see what's going on. Right now, it's going down, and I'm glad to be here with you. We're going to get this thing. We will not switch up the pitch between the subjects tonight. We're going to get the thing right. What's up, y'all? How my people's feeling? T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Barbara Hilsey, say, that's Bobby Hilsey, say, thanks for coming through today. And Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, is always a great thing to see ya. And Emily Dunlap is in the house, and bow, she's about to turn it out. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world, it's always a great thing to see you, girl. What's up, y'all? Cuffing season. I mean, what y'all know? Is it a real thing? Spring fever. Is it a real thing? Now, if you believe that it's a real thing, if cuffing season is a real thing, so that means that for whatever reason, okay, it seems like you either subscribe to cuffing season because you are either lonely or broke. You either need a place to stay, or you need someone to stay up under. Which kind of means that spring fever thing probably didn't go too well. You know, goodbye, my summer love. What happened? You should already be cuffed up by, after the summer. That's what I'm thinking. Or did you spend the whole summer, you know, jumping around, hopping around, summer vacations, jumping on flights, planes, trains, excuse me, planes, trains, and automobiles, going to and from places, picking and choosing, playing the field, maybe. You know, but I'm thinking if the summer love thing, if the spring fever thing went well, then you should be well cuffed by the wintertime. You should have got yourself something real, real beautiful or something real handsome. Something handsome and healthy. Something cute and useful by the end of the summer. Okay, if that didn't work out, then it's cuffing season. Maybe you was playing around in the summertime and had you a little something, you know what I mean? But you wanted to make sure that you secured the bag. You wanted to make sure that you secured that emotional love bag for the wintertime. Like, you know, I'm going to make sure that she ain't cuffed with somebody else. You ain't going to be cuffing with nobody else. I'm cuffing you. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. What do y'all think? And, okay, so there are a whole lot of things going on with this whole cuffing season phenomenon. Because if it, okay, first of all, okay, let me slow down a little bit. Slow down, oh, slow. First of all, on the Northeast corridor where I'm from, we didn't have a very harsh winter. It wasn't very cold for a long time. We had cold days, but it wasn't bitterly cold for long stretches of days or weeks the way we usually have in the wintertime. Like last year, it was very cold. The year before, it was very cold. This was a mild winter on all fronts. We had no snow days. The children were in school, not having to go to school from home because of COVID restrictions. So the kids were in school, and they didn't miss any time. There were no threats of bad snowstorms, but it depends on where you live, because Buffalo, New York is the East Coast. But as you know, they had mad snow in Buffalo, but we didn't have any snow days in the city of Philadelphia. We barely had any snow. The snow that we had wasn't worth a shovel. We didn't have to shovel our cars at all this winter. Not one time. You know, we may have had to put down a little salt in anticipation of some snow or ice or whatever, but we didn't have to shovel. My snow shovel ain't get no work. It ain't come from downstairs. It ain't come from the basement this year. So, with it being a pretty mild winter, did that have an effect on the cuffing season? Like, were people in the house feeling like they might have cuffed too early? Did I pre-cuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even need to cuff. I messed around and cuffed when I could have bluffed. I ain't need to cuff. But, you know, if you cuff for reasons other than physical or emotional reasons, then you might have needed a place to stay regardless. Because it wasn't like it was summer or springtime over here in Philly, but it wasn't very cold. It wasn't bitterly cold, you know. We didn't have to bring our animals in from the backyards, or we didn't have to make sure that our seniors were okay, because that's what they normally tell you when it's really cold in the wintertime or when it's really hot in the summertime. So we on our way to summer. It was 84 degrees today. April 12th, 84 degrees today. And this has been our first pretty unseasonably warm day. Now, in other years, when we've had a early spring, wintertime has come back to claim what was it. But, you know, it was like, where my money at? Nah. Well, I'm delaying all Memorial Day and 4th of July cookouts until y'all give me my money. In other words, even though the winter may have ended early, the spring had a hard time getting off the ground. Not this year. Not so far. So far, so good. We didn't have no snow. and it's already starting to get warm, and it's supposed to be warm for the rest from now on to the rest of the weekend. So it's going down out here. Now, how does that affect the cuffers? On top of that, April 15th is like Monday? Sunday? So right around tax time, is that when cuffing season ends? Now, if we talk about that, we have to ask ourselves, does tax time, the second coming of Christmas, where people not only, see, tax time is not only when Jesus walked on water, it's when his disciples was able to buy more water. Yeah, Jesus' disciples was buying mad water during, you know, in the Bible days. Yeah, they was. I mean, you know, if Jesus can walk on water, we can make sure that we buy enough for him to walk on. You don't think they had bottled water during the Bible years? Well, that shows that you don't know as much as you think you know. Because they have found, just like they found hieroglyphics hieroglyphics and fossils in the Grand Canyon and places like that, which shows that it was underground. They've also found bottled water and like cell phones and like, you know, computer chips and stuff like that. It's all true. So, does cuffing season get extended or does it end early around the second coming of Christmas? When the money is plentiful, do you get rid of your man that you was cuffed up with for the wintertime so he'll take all your last year's return refund earnings? Or, you know, does the early spring mean like, man, I've been laid up under this old stinky joint all wintertime. I got to go. I'm a kind man, a real man. Got to do what I can to get out of this and make my financial expand, get where I needed to go. You know how it's going down, and I'm telling you so. Yo, cuffing season is ending, if it ever started. I'm getting out of here. She's thinking like she fought it. This joint's like 81 years old, and I ain't nothing but 26. It's kind of sick. But I had to do what I had to do. My mom kicked me out. I had to give O'Hare a shout. But she was down like a submarine. Made sure she was dirty, but she kept me real clean. Got me a PlayStation 5 and a pair of stems. I had to get my hymns. You know hymns is the thing for your Johnson, your dick. You know what I'm talking about. I had to pick myself up and get myself right. Yeah, I had somewhere to spend for a lot of nights in the summertime, but the cover season's over. I'ma get me with a young John crying on my shoulder. Plus, I got my little tax return from last year, or from the money I earned from when I was working, and now I was jerking, and I'm just talking, but there won't be no more stalking. Everything is going to be all right. Got the cover season over. It's spring fever tonight. All right? Which I know. My big sis, my first love, Medita McGuy. What's going on? Me and Cunningham. God damn. What's going on, y'all? So what y'all, I mean, talk to me. Let me know. What we doing? Let me see what y'all talking about. Barbara Hill CC says, I thought of breaking up every week, but the weather seasons had nothing to do with it as much as seasons in life did. Okay. And she also says, I do notice I'm feeling more loving, patient, and optimistic since it's daylight longer. Okay. Now, is that with the person that you're with, or is that with the person, somebody else that you have your eye on? Like, I mean, you already said that you've been thinking about breaking up every week, you know what I mean, since cuffing season started. You know what I mean? Did you have like a bad cuff? You know, like a bad cuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So this ain't the right cuff. So, did you cuff right? I'm just asking. Did you get the cuff right? Did you cuff correctly? Did you cuff properly? All right. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, after the money hits, they'll be gone. Mia says, the sun definitely has an effect, Barbara. Okay. All right. Okay. TK Wright says, Saturday is the 15th. That's right, because the day is the 12th, isn't it? Mm. It don't seem like it's only hump day, but it is. But is the IRS deadline to file your taxes, is it the 15th this year, or did they push it back? You know how some years they push it back. TK Wright says, that's how Jesus got all of the that fish and bread. It was tax time, and Mary Magdalene, or is that Magdalene? Okay, let him claim the kids. That's in the original old text. I mean, original old Testament. It's in there. It's definitely there. TK Wright says, depends on how desperate the woman is. She may try to buy some more time with dude. Oh, well. My brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girl, can't leave him alone. What's going on, my brother? Mia said, it's the 18th for the IRS. Aha! I said, aha! Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunstar 752. With this, your daily. Go get a Mr. Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar. With the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Getterism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go-Getterism Show, we are talking about what happens after cuffing season is over. What happens after cuffing season is over? After the love is gone, how could you lead me on? And not let me rent a room. Or should I say, or not let me pay no rent. Oh. After the love is gone. After the love. What used to be right is wrong. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we talking about tonight. What happens after cuffing season is over? Does spring fever start? Does spring fever sentence cuffing season to death? Is that what we doing? Is that what we doing? You know what I mean? What happened to your man? Cuffing season. What happened to your girl? Cuffing season. Cuffing season is the reason spring fever came through and obliterated my cuffing season. A cuffing season. Don't let cuffing season come and blow you out of the water. You know what I mean? Fight back. Fight back, cuffing season. You was mine. You was mine. You never talk that. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Well, that's how it's going down tonight, y'all. What happens after cuffing season is over? What happens after cuffing season is over? Carol said, you mean after the money is gone? I don't know. The money might still be there, Carol. You know what I mean? Unless you filed your taxes at the end of January, had your money by like Valentine's Day, and now you already broke. You know what I mean? You got a brand new TV. You done got a new TV for the last 4 cuffing seasons. 4 tax returns, 4 large screen flat TVs. What are y'all doing with these TVs? Why y'all keep getting TVs? It's like when you get a new spring or summer wardrobe. What you doing with the clothes from last year? Oh, sometimes you can't fit those clothes because last year you was either fat and this year you might be skinny, or last year you was skinny and this year you fat. But next year you getting the weight loss surgery, so you planning to be skinny next year. But you fat this year, so you going to need some clothes. Is that what we doing? What happens with these TVs? Y'all be buying these TVs. What y'all doing with the TV? What y'all doing with these TVs, y'all? T. Carey Wright says, buying a TV for each child. But damn. Mama damn. You know, flat screen TVs are not nearly as expensive as they used to be. Not nearly. All right, so let's keep it moving. You know, cuffing season seems to end or extend, depending on how you look at it, right around tax time. So, you know, money might not be a thing, but then again, it might be a thing. Like, are you going to end your cuffing season right when the second coming of Christmas is coming through? You going to mess up your chance to get a used car from the auction that you're going to have to buy again next year? You going to mess that up? Are you, nigga, you crazy? If it was me, and it would not be, but if it was me, I'm holding out to like July. I'm not making no decisions until after the 4th of July cookout. No earlier. Definitely no earlier than Juneteenth. Juneteenth, baby. Shit, we just got Juneteenth as a holiday. Don't disrespect. Do not disrespect. T. Carey Wright says, 2-year-old girl watching Coco Milan on a 70-inch TV. The woman used to brag her way into a new relationship. The woman uses that to brag her way into a new relationship. 70 inch, huh? Be nice to watch the Super Bowl on that, huh? I guess if you get it around tax time, you might get it in time for March Madness, NBA playoffs. I believe the NBA playoffs start on April 17th. I think that's next Monday. Playoffs start right before tax time. I mean, you know, the end of Texas, end of the time for you to file your taxes. Now, look, this is a judge-free zone. I'm not trying to judge nobody. I'm really wondering, first of all, do you believe that there's a such thing as cuffing season? Do you believe that there's a such thing as spring fever? Because if you don't believe in either of the two, then I don't think that this would apply or either concept would apply to this situation, nor would this conversation be necessary to have. But if you believe that there's a little something to it, if you got a baby brother, an uncle, you know, a lifelong male friend or whatever, and you notice like, yeah, in the wintertime, he be finding his little flighty ass be finding somewhere to stay right around the wintertime. And then he start acting funny right around Memorial Day, and he be free for the summertime, I don't really even be knowing what people be talking about, because I would not spend a day outside sleeping. I've never been camping and don't want to. Not that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm going to leave roughing it. I'm going to leave that to those who do that. You know what I'm saying? We got raccoons and possums and all that kind of stuff around the way. If I go a mile or two, I can see some deers crossing Lincoln Drive. So I'm good. I'm one with nature. I'm there. Me and nature. But even if a situation doesn't apply to us, it doesn't mean that we can't relate to it at all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we're talking about what happens after cuffing season is over. What do you do? What do you do when cuffing season is over, huh? What do you do? I'm on a road and I'm able to reach you, answering the call of teacher, teacher, telling you how to do it. It's so easy for me. All right. And so Jones says, I got to hold on to my receipt. That's hold on. Carol said, I remember those days. Sheesh, that car would always die when I was ready to get a tax return. I'm trying to tell you, man. Look, do not buy a car that you do not drive. If you can't test drive that car, don't buy it. Don't buy it. That thing can look pretty as hell and mess around and be a flood vehicle. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Carol Chamberlain says, the spring fever for me is being able to get outside more and walk the track, etc. Now, that sounds good. And you know, when the sun starts to set somewhere around 7:30 in the evening, I don't know about y'all, but I get this feeling, this really good feeling. You know what I mean? Like, oh, man, it should be looking nice. It'd be looking pretty. The weather is just like super perfect, like somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees. And you just be like, it gives you that nostalgic feeling. You get to thinking about, you know, summers before spring, before springs before, you know, times when you were in school, just getting out of school, you know, friendships, loves, and all kinds of relationships that you've had before. You know what I mean? It gives you that really good feeling. I know that's what it does for me. So, you know, that spring fever, it's more about that. It's not about, you know, I got to find something. I got to find somebody. It's normally better when something or somebody finds you anyway. All right. Barbara Hill Cisse says, no, I did not cuff correctly. Oh, man. Mia says, I don't think I really believe in cuffing season. You either want to be here or you don't. Wintertime, we just more snuggled up. Are they, though? Are people more snuggled up in the wintertime? I mean, it sounds like it should be that way, but is it? Is it? Because this past winter, like I said, in Philly, in the Philly, Delaware, Jersey area, we didn't have any snow days. We didn't have snow. For real, for real. We had dustings and a little something. Did we get an inch? I know we didn't get two. So there was nothing stopping us from getting together. But did we? Did we get together? Did we make time for each other? Because that's what it really all boils down to, making time for somebody. You can call it cuffing season. You can call it whatever. You can call it spring fever. You can call it whatever you want to. What it really boils down to is, do I want to be where I am or not? Because if I don't want to be where I am, it ain't going to matter whether it's cuffing season. It's not going to matter whether it's spring fever. I'm going to either be looking for something better to cuff with, or looking for a higher fever somewhere else. That's what I'm thinking. But just because we don't see something a certain way or believe that something exists, it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't exist. Like, I used to think that the Great Pumpkin didn't exist, but I was wrong. I was fucking wrong. The Great Pumpkin does exist, and so does the Easter Beagle. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Anyway, the Easter Beagle does exist. Okay, I got this bracelet from the Easter Beagle. Ain't it pretty? The Easter Beagle. Thanks, Easter Beagle! Thanks, Easter Beagle! Okay. Winter, spring, or fall. Barbara Hill C. says, I need a moment with the IRS to pay my debt. I need every moment with the IRS to pay my debt. I understand. Mia says, when the weather is warm, we can do more outside and enjoy one another in the sun. Wintertime, we just more snuggled up. Okay. Barbara Hill C. says, the weather affects my mind everywhere, Carol and Mia, work, friends, etc. And that's why I knew to chill for a minute, because it was me. Bobby also says, Mia sad affects me periodically, unless I'm traveling. What's sad? Because you put it in caps. So is that some kind of acronym? Okay, sad affects me periodically. Unless I'm traveling, I have cabin fever. My eyesight turns terrible at night. By the way, street lights seem yellow these days. Okay. Okay. Barbara Hill C.C. says, And then people have super super duper bright ass lights, and they're trying to get you to hit a damn pole, and add in dirt bikes and four wheelers. LOL. Somebody getting hit because the brake would affect my safety. Okay. You know, I saw somebody. I was coming home this morning. So at 6:30 in the morning, I'm seeing a dirt bike going up Roosevelt Boulevard wheeling. I'm like, you taking a dirt bike to work? Maybe they was coming home from somewhere. But I'm like, we don't need a dirt bike at 6:30 a.m. We'll need it. Oh, Monica says SAD stands for seasonal affective disorder. Oh. Well, aren't y'all just a counseling and psychological experts? I need to go to class with y'all. Shows what I know. Sad. Seasonal affective disorder. Well, but like her. Maybe we ought to do a whole show on seasonal affective disorder. Oh, damn. I never heard that shit. In all my days, I never heard no seasonal affective disorder. And here y'all come with the seasonal affective disorder, just doing it. Y'all just doing it. Wow. Wow. I'm so surprised it won't allow me to stop biting my tongue. Jeez. Y'all niggas smart as hell. Smart as hell. Go get us. Go get us. Carol says, not on the boulevard. Not the way people can't drive. Yeah. He just happened to be like all by himself on the right lane or on the far right lane. You know how the boulevard got the two middle names, lanes. He was on the far right lane. But he was wheeling. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. I had a long night. I don't need to see this shit. Y'all know it's crazy as shit. It's crazy as hell around my way when it starts to get warm. That's probably why it's hard for me to tell what cuffing season is versus spring fever. Because them chicks, these chicks from wherever they come from around here, they come and they help to, I don't know if they helping to sell drugs around here. They just chilling. They bring their kids just to chill on the corner. Y'all got to see this shit. This shit is unbelievable. You will see little kids, babies in walkers on the corner where the drugs being sold. I'm like, this is ratchet. It's dangerous. It's unsafe. Where is DHS when you need them? DHS when you need them. This baby going to get potentially hit in the drive-by. I can't believe this shit. And I said, why y'all got the baby out here? It's not safe. Y'all smoking all this weed. Yo, what the hell you need? You need an intervention. I like to mention somebody needs to be in jail, the detention center. And I don't like to see nobody locked down, but this shit is wrong. And I don't even try to clown. I ain't trying to clown, beat around y'all motherfuckers, y'all suckers. And I can't deal with it. Y'all make me sad. At the same time, y'all be making me laugh. I be like, what the fuck did I just say? She got a dog. Her ass is out. For real, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. All right. Sidebar. What kind of random little punk fruity wear are they going to come out for men this year? Last year, I think it was Hoochie Daddy shorts. Some other years before it was these jumpers. No, what do they call them? Rompers. What are they going to do this year? Because I mean, punkism is at an all time high. Like I know. I say it every year, and I say stop the stank for these chicks out here. But this year, I know they're going to turn up. I just know, and they're going to turn up in a bad way. So what do y'all think, man? What's y'all prediction? Do y'all know something that I don't know so far? Already. It was Hoochie Daddy shorts last year. What y'all going to do this year? What kind of fruity pebbles are they going to come up with for men this year? What? Are we going to have men tennis skirts? Are we going to have men tennis skirts? You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Let me know. Prepare me. Prepare me in advance. Okay. Okay. So y'all talking about getting a check for seasonal affective disorder? Mia might be right. She says, I'm sure you can, Barbara. People getting checks for everything else. That's for sure. That's for sure. Ansel Jones says, when cuffing season is over, reset your roster. Wow. Wow, Little Black Book. Little Black Book Rewind. Reset. Barbie Hill CC says, I don't believe in cuffing season, but I believe in spring fever as far as excitement for the flowers and rebirth of nature. Fair enough. Carol says, I've seen it, Omar. Remember, I live down north. You know, that's how I know you live down north, Carol. Because we say down north. Ain't that some shit? I have, if somebody says I went up North Philly, we like, you went where? We don't do that. We go downtown. We go out West Philly. I don't even know if we go down South Philly. Maybe. But I know one thing. We go down North Philly. Down North Philly. A friend of mine explained it to me years ago. He said, because we from uptown, which there never used to be a such thing in Philadelphia, but he said, because we come from uptown, we would actually have to go down North Philly because we were further up than they were. And I was like, sound plausible to me. How is it that North Philly ends? Shouldn't North Philly end at Cheltenham Avenue? But it seems to end somewhere around Hunting Park? Go figure. We went down north. All right. Let me see. Carol said, just wear boxers outside. I don't think it's nasty enough. It don't look stank enough. They got to come up with something for men to look stank. That seems to have been the goal every year now. Mia says, I wish I would see a brother in a damn romper. Well, you did in 2019 or so. Or was it 2020? Whenever it was, I'm glad you don't see it no more or don't hear about it anymore. TK Wright says, all that means clothes have flowers and rainbow patterns on them. Whoa. Mia Cunningham says, that shot is sad as fuck. What shot? Oh, that's it. Okay. TK Wright says, women's clothes are plaid or pinstripes. Stacy White, what's going on? I said, hello, Omar, where? Didn't you just come in? Oh, shit. Damn, you did. You were all the way up here. My bad. All right, what's going on? Hey, howdy. So she just going to get that in. Like, I will not be ignored. That's what up, Stace. So Joe says, I had a coworker wear a kilt overseas. Okay. If he went to Scotland or even Ireland, I could see it. I could see it. Barbara Hill, he says, my best love relationships with cuddles were springtime in the house. Just fuck it. See, Gary Wright says, saying up North Philly sounds weird to me. Yeah, because we don't say it. We don't say it. But if we talking about somebody who went to jail, we'd be like, yeah, he up north. He up north. You know, they kind of seems like they always keep prisons up north in every state. Yeah, man. Yeah, he had to go up north for a little while, man. He'd be back in a minute. He'd be back in a minute, but he gotta go complete them classes. So when you go to jail, you go up north. But when you go to North Philly, you go down north. It is what it is. You think it ain't what it is. You know, Carol says, no, you have Nicetown, Tioga, Alney, Logan, Germantown, West Oak Lane, Mount Airy, East Oak Lane. How the further you go north, the more you get out of North Philly. Mia said, down north just sounds right. Like, that shit crazy. TK Wright says he's going to make fun of my typos. You're right. Yes, I am. I'm going to do that. That's spring fever. Don't worry about it. Write some more typos. Let's have some fun. Okay, and so Joe says, if your boyfriend or girlfriend go to jail, is that a pass to play? If your boyfriend or girlfriend, it depends on how long they got sentenced. If they in the county, no, you get no pass. No spring fever for you. You still got to, you gotta make your way up to the county every VI day. Now, if they go upstate, it depends on how long they've been sentenced. If they go up north. Listen, cuffing season thing. Will you or have you seen more people starting to separate, start a new thing? Have things remained the same? Right now, when November comes, will you start to see a shift? When the pumpkin spice comes out, when the pumpkin spice and the candy apples, when all that starts, are you going to see more people Netflixing and chilling? That's what I want to know. Will there be more Netflixing and chilling when the pumpkins come out? The great pumpkin, I might add. The great pumpkin, which does exist. Will you start to see a difference? A difference. All right. Just because this may not have ever applied to me personally, I think there is something to it. And you know what? Wait a minute. I'm not so sure this hasn't applied to me personally. I'm not so sure. It may have happened without me being aware of it. You know what? Hold on. Whoa. Most times when I have gotten involved, when I'm thinking about it, it has been like in the fall. Ain't that about a bitch? Yo, this is, hold up, wait a minute. 1986
is in 1994. In 1997, and then 2006.
I might have been missing a point here. It might be something to this cuffing season. I might have cuffed without knowing I was cuffing. I might have been cuffing without the reason, without, you know, the cuffing reason. I'm no longer going to deny cuffing. Yo, y'all always be making me think about some shit I haven't thought about in a long time on this show. And yeah, I think cuffing season is real. It is. It really is. It's been my reality for decades, and I never really peeped it. I wasn't conscious of the different ways there are to cuff. But I've definitely got more serious about any women that I've been involved with, seriously involved with, in the fall months. But I ain't diss them in the springtime, no. You know what I mean? That didn't happen. Barbara Hilsey says, Mia, I'm in D.C., so the cherry blossoms are everywhere. That's what's up. G.K. Wright says, folks need dates for holiday dinners. Mia says, no such thing as the great pumpkin. Yes, it is. 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 There is such a great thing as the great pumpkin. Yes, it is a such thing as the great pumpkin. Yes, it is a such thing as the great pumpkin. There might not be no Santa Claus, but I'll be goddamn if there's no great pumpkin, and I'll be goddamn if there's no Easter Beagle, because I know that the Easter Beagle is real, and so is the great pumpkin. Shout out to Charles Schultz. Shout out to Charles Schultz. That is, y'all. Maddie. Stacey White says, how about they cuff you, but you can't cuff them? How about it? How about sometimes you might be cuffed and not realize that you was cuffed? I think it just happened to me. It was a virtual cuff, an invisible cuff. But a cuff nonetheless. A cuff under a different name. That's right, Carol. And the Easter Beagle, yes. Stacey White says, Santa Claus is real. No, he ain't. But the Easter Beagle is. Mia talking about some no Easter Beagle. What the hell is that? Y'all lucky it's time to do these birthday shout-outs. Because I'm about to be appalled. I'm about to be appalled about him. I'm about to be appalled about you. I'm about to be appalled out here. I'm about to be appalled out here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Nestor Ramos. Happy birthday to you, Nestor. And also Charletta Duet. Happy birthday to you and lovers for the arts. Turning 61 years old today, Alina Butler. Turning 47 years old today, and Vanessa Boss Lady. Happy birthday to you and Jacqueline Dickens. Turning 69 years old today, and Frank Antwi. Happy birthday to you and my man. Going all the way back to sometime in the 70s, my man Rick Fleming. Turning 59 years old today, and Xavier Jones, happy birthday to you. And Jackie Love and Peace, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, last but not least, my girl, Deneen Super Deneen, Queen Deneen Super. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. Glorious. April 12th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit anywhere around the world. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, break it down. Listen, man, listen, check it out, break it down. I say, listen, y'all, listen, man, check it out. Just let me break it down, check it out. Yeah, cuffing season. I guess cuffing season is as real as you make it. Whether it's an actual physical thing or whether it's a perceived mental or emotional thing. Everybody want to be with somebody, and the way that we get with somebody and stay with somebody defines how we are, who we are, and what we do. You know, it takes two people to get together, and it takes two of those same people of strong minds, strong hearts, and strong wills to be together. Look, getting together is one thing. Being together is another thing. Staying together, that takes work. Staying together, that takes work. You got to like them, got to love them. Can't put nobody above them. You can't push or shove them. You got to really love them. Got to really like them. Like them every day. It ain't easy to like somebody every day. I say that as long as you like them at least 5 days a week, and including the weekend, you're going to spend enough time with them and feel good about it. Don't let nobody tell you nothing about it. Don't let nobody take you off your square. If you want them to be there, then let them be there. And you got to be there with them in the same way. It's about you, too. Y'all boo. Boo equals me, a plus you. And nobody else can come the fuck through. And I'm down with you just like a submarine or some deep sea fish. And anyway. Cuffing season won't be bluffing season. And spring fever won't make you leave her. Do whatever you got to do to be together. Get together. Stay together. All right? We will be back tomorrow with another Daily Go Get 'Em show. So I look forward to being with y'all again. Make sure y'all hit that like, that y'all hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And I said, and peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out.